Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing. And home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
This Christmas will be twice as nice with Lotto Super 6. Win one of two brand new 2025 model MG SUVs, plus a $1 million shopping spree at Courts, 55-inch Samsung smart televisions, Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra smartphones, 100,000 cash prizes, and 10,000 instant cash prizes to be won. Spend 1,000 on a Super 6 ticket and get one entry coupon, 2,000 and get three entry coupons. Fill out and drop into the entry boxes at GLCL agents countrywide. Your Christmas could be twice as nice with Lotto Super 6 this year. Promotion runs October 13th to December 13th, 2025. See press, posters, and social media for details. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today. Must be 18 and over to play.
The last time we were in Morondoy, Coretta congratulated Mala on being a grandmother-to-be. Mala was shocked and called Kumal. He not only confirmed Sharona's pregnancy, but that he had got a sexually transmitted disease from her, and that was the reason he had ended their relationship. Mala and Catalina visited Shelley to support her as she was 1 week away from her mastectomy. Ignatius thanked them for their valued friendship. Mala and Coretta disagreed that Sharona should terminate her pregnancy, but Mala pledged to support her son's decision. Now, as we return to Morondoy, Sharona is visiting Kavita.
Oh gosh, Sharona! I can't believe my brother got you pregnant! I'm still in shock!
Me too, Kavita. I didn't expect something like this at all.
Have some wine. Not to worry, it's non-alcoholic. It will calm your nerves.
Thanks. Is your father home?
No, he's gone to Linden. He has some business up there.
Okay.
He doesn't know about the pregnancy yet, but mommy knows. Coretta called her.
I didn't tell her to do that.
It's Coretta. I know who that lady is.
Yeah.
But seriously, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling like I want to cry.
Oh, hon.
Like, I didn't mean for this to happen, and Kumal hates me, and...
It's okay, it's okay. Come, let me hug you. You'll be fine, it's okay.
Kumal told me he wants me to have an abortion.
What?
Yeah.
And how you feel about that?
Like, on one side it makes sense, because we're both so young. And we're not together anymore, and...
But?
Like, this is the first time I get pregnant in my life. And I can't help thinking about what the baby would be. And, I mean, it wasn't planned. It's just so confusing.
That's why it's best to plan these things. Even though a whole bunch of people in this world are unplanned.
I just don't want Kimal to hate me for life.
You have to think about yourself first when it comes to these things. Whether you choose to keep the baby or not, you got to put yourself first.
I know.
If you decide to have this baby, don't worry about my big head brother. He will come around and he will fall in love with his child.
You think so?
That's my twin. I know him more than anyone else in this world.
It's really crazy that you two are twins but don't look nothing alike.
I look more like daddy and Kimal looks more like mommy. Suppose you're pregnant with twins.
Twins?
Kimal is a twin, so that means twins run in a family.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Girl, I would die if I become an auntie to twins. The way I would dress them up.
So, you think I should keep the baby?
Sharona, it is up to you. You have to decide what's best for you.
Hello, is what going on here?
Hey, bro.
You invited her over here?
Kimal, get over yourself, please.
What is upsetting me is that you seem to support her more than your own brother.
Maybe I should go.
Sharona, don't go anywhere. Kimal, you're telling me I can't support your pregnant ex?
As my sister, you should be on my side.
I'm on both of y'all's side.
How can you be on the side of someone who gave your brother a sexually transmitted infection?
Oh, get over it.
I can't get over something like that, Kavita.
You went to the doctor and got treatment and now you're okay. You learned your lesson and know how to protect yourself from now on.
Whatever. Sharona, you made the appointment for the abortion?
Really, Kimal?
Sharona?
No, I didn't make no appointment.
You want me to do it for you?
Kimal, stop it. She's hurting, pregnant and confused, and you're on her about an abortion?
I don't want a baby.
Well, then you should have worn a condom. Guys like to have fun and not protect themselves, but are surprised when the girl gets pregnant.
Sharona, when are you making the appointment?
Kimal.
You can't dictate what she does with her body. It's her body, her choice.
I have a say in this. And I say I want her to get rid of it.
And if she chooses to keep it, then what?
Then I want no part in it.
So you're gonna be a deadbeat father when you have no reason to be? Is it like you don't have the resources to look after a child?
You think money is all a child needs? What about emotional support? What about guiding them? If I have children, I want to be in their lives.
Good. Well, you can do all that.
I am not ready. I'm only 21. I don't need no baby. I'm not even fully matured myself. How will I raise someone else? Especially with someone I'm not even with.
You think about all this before you engage in activities to create a baby?
Kimal, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to mess up your life or anything.
Just make the appointment, please.
She will do whatever she needs to do on her terms.
You weren't there when we were creating this baby, so I don't think you should have a say in what happens.
Somebody in this family has to be there for her. And since you want to treat her like she's trash, I will do it.
Sharona, if you don't make the appointment, I could always get you the abortion pill.
Kimal, you're sick.
I've said what I had to say. Sharona, make the appointment or I will have to do what I have to do. Excuse me.
Look, forget about him. Don't let him force you to do anything you don't want. I'll be there for you. Whatever decision you make, I'm here.
Unique, you and Iceland really leaving for 4 months?
Kevin, I don't know what else you want me to tell you.
Are you coming back?
What stupid question you're asking me? How I could just go to America as a non-immigrant and not come back, eh? You think I able for the deport me?
I gotta ask you, can you seem so happy to go?
Kevin, look how long since I've been out to the country. Oh man, show some understanding, man.
I don't have a problem with you going out the country, you know. But for 4 months? 4 months I ain't supposed to hug up and kiss up me daughter?
You can use the 3 weeks leave you have and come over and see me in Iceland. I think that would be nice.
There's still over 3 months without seeing ya. Then you're going to go over there and you're going to decide you want to spend 6 months.
Oh gosh, Kevin, sometimes I can't take you.
I would understand if you were going for 1 month. But 4 months? Any man would feel the same way, Unique.
An understanding man would acknowledge that your wife's father just died and maybe she needs a break.
I understand all of that, but...
No buts, Kevin. Why you can't just be happy for me and Iceland, eh? You behaving like we're going to New York forever. Just going to spend a little 4 months with me mother and brother and it's a problem with you.
4 months is not no little time. We won't even be spending Christmas and New Year together this
year. Why you can't come over for Christmas then?
I still got to come back alone.
You see? You just want a problem.
You don't respect me, Unique. You never respect my opinions. Nothing. You just do what you want in this marriage like you married to yourself. I fed up of being treated like this.
Well, go somewhere where you don't have to be treated like this. But if you think I call enough me trip to America or spending a shorter time to please you, think again.
Yes, see what I'm talking about? There is never any compromise with you.
And you lack understanding. Imagine this is how you're talking to a grieving woman. But I understand, because you still got your two parents even though your father might be half dead.
Unique, don't talk about me father like that.
Let me open this door, yeah? Hi, Granny.
Well, I could hear the 2 yards till by the gate. Is what going on, man?
Kevin vexed because me and Iceland going to America.
Miss Dinah, I ain't vexed they going. But for 4 months is a long time.
Man, the time gonna fly out. It only sound long, Kevin.
I can't promise that I gonna wait so long for you, Nick.
Oh, so you want go and do your own thing? Well, do whatever you want, Kevin. I don't care. If you want to go and get another woman, go right ahead. New York got millions of men. I could get a man too.
Oh gosh, I'll stop this. You need to think before you talk.
Why you don't tell him to think before he talk, Granny? You ain't hear he say he can't wait for me? So I supposed to take the for mean?
I sure Kevin ain't mean that he gonna go and look for another woman. Kevin?
Miss Dinah, I put up with so much in this marriage. And I've been understanding with my wife. And everybody knows I love her to death. But gosh, how much more I could take, man? 4 months? Which wife would go and leave her husband for 4 months and not consider his feelings or needs?
All you thinking about is your selfish needs. 4 months without sex ain't gonna kill you.
All right, Unique. Kevin, I understand, but Unique need this little break. Sometime apart would do good for the marriage.
Miss Dinah, I know what I can handle, and 4 months without seeing my wife or daughter is a lot for me, man.
Like we ain't got a video call where we could see each other every day.
It is not the same.
Well, do whatever you want, but I ain't postponing my trip just because you want to be selfish.
Unique!
Why must say, Granny? You think I'm tired of Kevin and his nonsense too? He could do whatever he wants. I don't care.
All right. I think it's time I consult with a divorce lawyer.
Kevin? Kevin, Unique, maybe you could go for 2 months instead of 4.
No, Granny, I don't care anymore. If Kevin wants a divorce, then so be it.
Thanks for dropping me home, Kavito.
You're welcome, Sharona.
And thanks for supporting me with everything.
Take your time to make your decision. If you choose to have the baby, let it be because you want it. If you choose not to have it, let it be because of you and not my brother. At the end of the day, you're the one carrying this child.
Kimal really hates me though.
Listen, that big-haired brother of mine doesn't hate you. He's just angry and inexperienced. I know getting an STI must have been traumatic for him. But you learn from your experiences and you move on.
You think he will ever forgive me?
You want to get back with him?
I don't know.
You do?
I know I can't force him to be with me.
Sharona, you need somebody who will respect and treat you right. And maybe that's not my brother.
Okay.
Sometimes we need to let go of people who hurt us to make way for something better. Think about it, Sharona.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.